Well, hello there. Welcome to The Lion's Den with Ebony Lion, where we talk about life, love, and music on a deeper level. It's The Lion's Den. We're definitely going to go deep. It's the month of February, which is the month of love. So I hope that you all had a very happy Valentine's Day. And of course, it's also Black History Month, so we're going to keep it black this month a little bit. Actually, we're going to stray a little bit from that, but that's fine. We're going to make sure that we keep it going with the month of love and talk about, drum roll please, what is love anyway? I wrote a blog post this past week about that exact question. What is love anyway? And how to tell the difference between love and lust. And I have to be honest with you, I have been confused in my life experience, knowing the difference between lust and love. It can be quite confusing. I don't know about everyone else navigating their love relationships in their past and their present and possibly in their future. It may be confusing, and it's really good to have some self-reflection. So that's what we're going to focus on today, is that self-reflection, starting to understand some of the differences that are quite slight in their perception. They might be difficult to perceive, but it's important to note what is the difference in love and lust when navigating dating, love, and relationships, especially nowadays being online. So let's get into it. So this particular episode, we're going to focus on the difference between love and lust, because it's important to ask that question, what is love anyway? I'm not the only one who has asked that question before. In my blog post this week, we focus on Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do With It Anyway? She was obviously someone who also asked that question. It's important that we make it a point to understand our own self-reflection can really make that distinguishing difference between love and lust, because soon as you involve sex in that equation, it can then become really confusing. So, how do we start to focus on that question? What is love anyway? Especially in the month of February and it being Valentine's Day. So let's get into it. So what did you do this Valentine's Day? I don't even know if you're one who celebrates Valentine's Day, but if you are, what did you do? Go to ebonylionmusic.net and leave a comment. So, for me, I went to go see Bob Marley's One Love movie that came out on Valentine's Day. Thank goodness I got the tickets about 2 weeks in advance, because there was only one row of seats left. It was like sold out everywhere. So I'm so glad that it did well at the box office, and it was a great, great, great movie. Again, I am a music lover, so how could I not celebrate Bob Marley? I talked about him in last week's episode where I did Redemption Song, where we talked about musicians that changed the world, fought for civil rights and injustices through their music. But for the sake of love, I went and saw One Love, and I had a great time with the hubby. We went out to dinner and just went and watched a movie. Had a pretty simple Valentine's Day. It was great. So, what about the ones who are looking for love, starting new relationships, or the ones who have had long relationships, long marriages? I want to say congratulations to those people, because it takes not necessarily a lot of work, but just a lot of commitment, because we are human and we go through things and we change and develop. And changing and developing together is a feat. So I want to definitely say congratulations to those who stay together. But I also want to say that if it's not working, it's okay to reconsider, because dysfunctional relationships are not good for anybody. So please definitely don't stay in something that's not good for you. But there is hope. Hope is alive in this month of February, where we're going to talk about love and blackness and black love, starting with the slippery slope. How to know the difference between love and lust. It's an important question to ask. I focus on that in my blog post at ebonylionmusic.net, where I literally go through the 5 ways to determine the difference between love and lust. I want to focus today on the music, and it's going to point out that our hopes are high, we want to love, we try our best to find love, but it is kind of hard to know what you're getting. There's all kinds of people out there. There's dating apps, there's meeting at bars, there's speed dating. There's so many different ways to meet people. And sometimes it happens organically. You run into somebody at the grocery store, and other times you just really don't. My mother met her husband online, so I'm a proponent of dating apps and that they can work. So I think it's no judgment. You can find love anywhere. But it's important to know the difference between love and lust, because you can fall in love with someone that maybe is just supposed to be a season in your life, or just supposed to be a really good first date and not necessarily be the one. So when you're having those butterfly feelings, does that mean lust or does that mean love? So let's explore by starting with our very first song by Chris Brown, really because I absolutely love this song, and I just went to go see him in concert this past weekend in Atlanta. It was fantastic. I loved it. We're gonna start with the fact that we really, really want just something new. So let's get into it with New Flame by Chris Brown.
Niggas sliding in her Baby, I'm a boss, I'm talking George Steinbrenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter, got more stripes than all these niggas, babe, who ballin' in the Beamer, collar on my polo, kisses on my necklace, all my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous. Smoking on the bomb in my autograph LeBron's. Yeah, she told me I'm the one. That's when I only hit it once.
Who said you came out to play girls in the club?
No.
Cause I want to tell them they wrong. Come on, just baby, try a new thing.
New thing, baby.
And let's walk a new plan.
Baby,
you gon' be my baby.
I learned a lot starting this project on knowing the difference between love and lust. Like I mentioned before, it is really a slippery slope in terms of really being able to know the difference. You feel butterflies, but is it love or is it lust? And it's hard to tell when you meet someone new, just like in Chris Brown's song, New Flame, which, like I mentioned, I absolutely love this song. With that slippery slope, how do you make it a point to not fall for what may be lust when you want it to be love? Or maybe you want to fall in love, but you're confused because maybe it's just lust. I definitely can say in my life, I've been confused before. I think I was really attracted, thought that maybe that meant, at least I felt like maybe it meant this was going somewhere. After a while, I realized that's not what it was. I was just really attracted to the person, and it wasn't, I think I was making things up in my mind that tried to make it more than what it was just because of the attraction that I was feeling, but I didn't realize that till later. So the goal is to understand the difference, right? So that you don't get caught up, involve yourself in something, or get connected to something deeper than you really should be connected. So I have posed the question, what is love anyway? Because if you can't determine the difference, then what's the point? And you don't want to have a whole life of trial and error, which I think is what we experience from the dating world, online dating, in-person dating, speed dating, cruise ship dating. There's so much dating out there on meetups, and just there's all kinds of stuff, which, like I said, I don't judge. I think it's all fantastic. I happened to meet my husband at a real estate event in a whole nother state, and come to find out, he lived in the same state that I had traveled from. So, interesting coincidence, at least that's what I thought at the time. Who knew? You know, that turned out to be something, obviously, that is long term, but I didn't know that then. At the time, of course, just like with any new relationship, you want to ask that question: is this love? Is it possible that it's love? Do I want it to be love and it's not love? There are two types of love, doing the research on this blog post. One is called passionate love, and that's the love that we think of when we are thinking about relationships, because we don't really know the difference. When we think about relationships, the ideas that come to our mind is what is considered passionate love. But then there's another type of love, and we'll get into that. So let's focus on the slippery slope. We started with Chris Brown and A New Flame. What happens next after that new flame? Well, something that I hope you all did this past Valentine's Day, or you plan to do this weekend, you're gonna go out. So it's the first date. So you meet someone, in your heart, you're open and ready for a new flame. Now you're gonna go out. Let's have a good time. Which sometimes that might not be the best route, but I say live a little, have a great time. Let's do this next song, which is called Dance Tonight by Lucy Pearl.
know that I smell good. Let's purchase two new Bentleys. I know that it looks trendy. So glad that it's not windy. Here comes that girl named Donnie. Ask if she wants to go. Tonight's gonna be hot for sure. Big dancing on the floor. Folks stripping, I don't know. Money flying everywhere. Champagne, we won't go there. Bottles popping in the air. They'll be screaming, I don't care.
Welcome back to the Lion's Den with Ebony Lion, and I wanted to mention to you that this show has been brought to you by the Bakari Homes team at We Buy Houses Realty, where you can get a cash offer fast, fair, and easy in less than 24 hours. So if you know anyone looking to make a move, then you definitely should reach out to us at 770-609-2937. That's 770-609-2937. So now that you have opened your heart for that new flame and you have just went out on a great date and danced the night away, are you starting to have those feelings, those butterfly feelings? Could this be love? Or are you just having a really great time and they look really good? So maybe it's lust. So as we talked about before, you have to start to know the difference. And it's really hard. When you're young, it's even harder. As you get older, again, the trial and error starts to add up. You're like, wait a minute, let me be a little bit more discerning on these dates. Let me make sure to not drink as much as I'm dancing the night away so that I don't get too loosey-goosey and wake up the next morning thinking that I thought I felt love last night, but it wasn't. So let's move on to understanding, what is love anyway? The top five differences, or the top five ways to know the difference. So you're looking at him, he's looking at you. You're looking at him, he's looking at you. And what happens? You know, your eyes get a little bit googly. You can't stop smiling all night. thinking with your whole heart, even though it might just be a little bit of liquid courage. Don't have a good, you know, Patron shot on a first date. You really might think it's love. So, as he's looking at you, you could tell, right? You could tell. And maybe it's him and him and her, but either way, you can tell that they're getting that feeling too. And what does that look like? Well, I think Johnny Gill can let us know with My, My, My. After you've danced the night away and he's looking into your eyes, you think this is what he's thinking.
Say that you'll be mine, oh 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 m show you how sweet it's gonna be.
Now I'm gonna be honest with you. I love that song. My, my, my. That's exactly what I want my husband to say to me every single time I walk in the door. So I'm a little partial on that song. Maybe 20 years ago, that would have made me think that he loved me. But now I know the difference. So like we talked about, there are two types of love. One is called passionate love, and that is what we think about or assume is what love feels like. But as I did research on the subject, passionate love is actually the type of love that you're experiencing when you're disappointed when the relationship ends. Passionate love is what we think of when we are thinking about relationships in general, like I mentioned. Passionate love is considered attraction and infatuation. It carries a state of deep desire for another person. You will also feel emotional and sexual arousal. And contrarily, like I mentioned before, people who are feeling this type of love feel distressed when the relationship isn't working. And that's because this feeling, passionate, is more associated with lust rather than love. So again, it's a little confusing, but there are some distinctions if you really do some self-reflection and introspection. Start to take a little bit of time to really think about how that person makes you feel. Start to think about, are you really just open for a relationship? And so you're a little bit more open to what that person is giving you, even if there are some things that make you raise your eyebrows and make you question, it's possible. So just start, in my opinion, with doing a little bit more self-reflection. How do I feel when I'm around this person? Am I intoxicated when I'm around this person and therefore I can't really discern my feelings? Start to ask those questions. What am I doing when I'm hanging out with this person? Like I mentioned, it's a slippery slope. Remember that you are open like the new flame. You then go on that first date, dance the night away, and then you get a little lusty. That's what happens. You're thinking with your heart, so you think, but you're having such a great time and they look so fine. You get a little lusty and the night seems to escalate. And things might move a little bit faster than you intended. And then you know what? Sometimes this happens.
Yeah. All that you got, you want, that you got. Can I get a kiss like that? My mission is to keep your mind. Don't want this to be the last time. We make sweet love, baby. I know you feel it too. It's bigger than the both of us. There's one thing I'm so certain of. I need you right now, I don't.
Say what? Did you ask for a little kiss goodnight after our date? Oh my gosh, you are so cute. I didn't know you could be so kind and so nice and so sweet. Wow, it's so early on, but I'm starting to really think about you because, you know, you seem so polite. You know, you're not really rushing me. You just asked for a little kiss goodnight. There's nothing wrong with that, right? So we still ask the question, what is love anyway? How do we start to become more discerning between love and lust? So we've already discovered that there's two types of love. Well, really, one type of love that we were talking about earlier, the lust type of love. So it's not necessarily, in fact, I think there's all types of love, of course. We're talking about relationships, you know, dating, intimate relationships, you know, not family love, loving your parents and loving your children. We're talking about relationships in terms of getting down and dirty, sex, falling in love, you know, the slippery slope of what can happen if you're not discerning. You might have a good time, but you also might get your heart broken. And so we want to start really doing that self-reflection, that introspection, asking those questions early on, just checking in with what you're feeling so that you can determine the difference. Is this love? Could it be love? Or am I just really attracted to this person? They're wooing me a little bit. Could they be wooing me? Am I falling for the wooing, right? That has gone on. We can't pretend that wooing doesn't happen. It totally happens. It's happened to the best of us. There are some smooth operators out there, like Sade says, I don't mind being wooed a little bit, but that doesn't mean you're gonna catch me slipping. I can't get caught slipping because now that I'm older, I can discern the difference in regards to feeling a little lusty and this person is so attractive, and knowing that it's possible to confuse that, think those butterflies might be love when they're really not. Your heart's open. You go on a first date. He's looking into your eyes like, who knows, he might be the one. And then as he ends the date, he's just asking for a kiss goodnight. Is it love or is he a smooth operator? Do you fall for it or do you wait a little while? Well, let's be honest. Many of us has been victims of falling for it. And that's not really the heartbreak. The heartbreak comes later. Falling for it, you kind of feel a little silly. Sometimes, you know, that walk of shame might happen. Again, sometimes that's happened to the best of us. I wouldn't know, wink, wink, but it does happen. And sometimes, oh my gosh, there's a reason that it can be confusing. Those smooth operators are really, really smooth. So he asks you for that kiss goodnight, and he might just ask for a nightcap. And that nightcap might turn into a little bit of H-Town rocking, knocking the boots. Let's feel it.
Yeah. We're doing this with all the ladies. H-Town boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the 9-3, you know what I'm saying? Cause we will be knocking the boots. G.I., Shazam, Dino. They gonna do a little something for you real sexy like, you know what I'm saying? Hey yo, check the verse.
A late night, I thought the back when we made good love. Listening to some Marvin Gaye all night long. Now I want that old thing back. Make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, I do it for us, babe. Good love invited, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, and turn the lights down and let me get on it. Yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking devil.
Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking,
babe. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking,
that's all I need, I need. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking double.
I feel so good when I'm near. That's why. Always I wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. All night long, baby. All night long, long. Yeah. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we're tired too. The break of dawn. But oh, come on, come on, and turn the lights down and let me get on it. Cause when I do, just me and you, it'll be so right, so right, so right. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking devil.
Give me some good love.
Welcome back to the Lion's Den with Ebony Lion, and we're talking about what is love in February. It's Valentine's, it's Black History Month, and it's a good time to just explore the question as we get older. What is love anyway? I wrote about this in my blog post. You can read it at ebonylionmusic.net. /blog posts if you want. I wrote about what is love anyway because it can be really confusing. I really want everyone to not have to have a lot of trial and error and do a little self-reflection, a little introspection, be a little bit more discerning about what those butterflies really mean. Now, I say that after I've expressed that this is a slippery slope. We all want love. We all want to be in love. We all want to fall in love. We all want to find the one, which I have to be honest, I think that there's more than one person that could be a true flame or twin flame or be the one for you, because there's different people in the world and some fit better than others. There's not going to be a perfect fit. There's more than one fit. It's just where you are in your life, how that person fits. We talked about passionate love as one of the types of love, and that's more connected to lust. How to determine the difference between love and lust. And out of those two different types of love, the first one being passionate love, we have the second one, which is called companionate love. So not compassionate, but companionate love. That is the second type of love. So what I found out doing research on this post was that it's literally chemical. The two different types of so-called love, love and lust, it's a chemical thing. So when you think of passionate love or the more lusty love that is really what causes the problems, because it's harder to determine that at the beginning and know that if what you're feeling is really real. But if you think of it in this way, which was an easy way for me to understand it, is literally think of the word horny and hormones. Passionate love has to do with feeling attraction, emotions, but it's more a passionate sexual attraction to that person versus what's called the companionate love, which comes from a different place. It actually releases in the bloodstream when you're feeling companionate love. It's the type of love that a mother has when she's nursing her baby and she's looking into her baby's eyes. It literally is the chemical that is released that connects people to long-term relationships, just like connecting to your baby is a long-term type of relationship. And so it's the same chemical that mothers have with their babies, is the same thing you actually develop when you feel the companionate long-term type of love for someone. So there is a difference. Let's get back to the slippery slope. Let's go from the fact that we all want love. We started with a new flame, Chris Brown's new flame. Our hearts are open. We move on to a great date. We dance the night away. We might have got a little loosey-goosey, but that's not the problem. You know, enjoy the night. But he's looking in your eyes, you're looking in his eyes, and you think, is this the one? Maybe, possibly. You have that question, right? You're feeling those butterflies. So the next thing is that he kind of gets a little smooth and he asks you for that kiss goodnight. And that kiss goodnight turns into a nightcap. But you're like, you know, it was a great night. There's nothing wrong with a nightcap. Next thing you know, he's playing H-Town, rocking, knocking the boots. And even though I do think it's important to determine the difference between lust and love, I don't want to pretend as though when the rocking and the knocking of the boots happens, and it's fantastic, your mind is blown, there's fireworks just going off everywhere, and you want to just raise your hand and give an amen and let the choir sing, it's true. It happens. That's where the confusion comes in. I've experienced it. I've definitely been confused after a very fantastic, great night with someone, and you're like, wait a minute, roll the tape back. Is this love? I don't know. It might be. It was a great night. And it continues. The great times continues, especially with those smooth operators. So, when do you start that self-reflection? I don't know. Now you gotta, you know, sleep off the drinks you had the night before and, you know, clean up your place and wash your sheets and get your life back together because you just had a great time. Here comes the next date. And you have no choice. You're like, I gotta try and see. Who knows? This might be love. The conversation continues. He's calling you. He's very attentive and giving you all of his attention. So, you know, you start to question, is he the one? And he starts to question, is she the one? Here's where the introspection really should come in, but it doesn't always. And so you kind of skip that part and think about the fact that it's possible this person might just be the best part. So here we go with her and Daniel Caesar, best part.
Life is a those brown eyes, yes. You're the one that I desire. When we wake up and then we make love, it makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something?
Yes, the best part. If love was a movie, you're kind of thinking this person might just be the best person to add to my story. It's a slippery slope. That's what I'm saying. You got to be careful. You got to really discern. That's a huge idea. To add someone to your story. But we all want to. We all have a story to tell. We all want that story to include love. The ultimate stories were love story. Make sure it's love. So that's why we are asking the question, what is love anyway? It's the month of love. Valentine's Day, another story about Saint Valentine. From what I heard, I could be wrong, but I heard a story about Valentine's Day coming from a priest named Saint Valentine, and the soldiers wanted to be able to marry their sweethearts. But at the time, they believed that if a man was married, that he wouldn't fight as hard because he'd be so concerned about getting back home to his sweet love, you know, his sweet wife. So they wouldn't let the soldiers marry. And in fact, that's where the term wear your heart on your sleeve is, because the soldiers who couldn't get married, they would sew the name of their sweetheart onto their uniform, onto the sleeve of their uniform. Wear your heart on your sleeve comes from this connection to Saint Valentine. And so this particular priest decides that he's gonna go ahead and secretly marry the soldiers and go against the law at the time. Somehow that becomes Valentine's Day. I have to connect it to February 14th. That's the part I definitely need to look up because I don't know. But in terms of Saint Valentine, that is what I know. He married the soldiers. It can get better. There is love in the air. You're having a great time. You're having the butterflies. The butterflies are going on in your heart and your spirit. Maybe this is love. And you could look in his eyes and you could see that he's feeling it too. And for him, it's strong. He's asking the same question. Is this love? Could it be love? Just for the men out there. Let's talk about how they feel.
I can hear her heartbeat. thousand miles. Hear the heavens open every time she smiles. When I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I run into her like a river strong. She give me love, 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 crazy love. She give me love, 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 crazy love. She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. Yeah, when I come home to her, when the sun goes down. Take my troubles away, take away my grief, take away my heartache. In the night like a thief, she give me love, 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 crazy love. Yes, I need, yes, I need her in the daytime.
I need her.
And oh, I need, yes, I need her in the night.
I need her.
I want to throw my arms all around her.
I need her.
To kiss and hug, to kiss and hug her tight.
Yes, crazy love. There's a reason why it's called crazy, because it's confusing. Is it love? Is it lust? Question after question after question. That's why it's good to do some introspection. That's why it's good to reflect at the beginning of a relationship or at the beginning of a date. Really pay attention to how you feel. It can turn into love. You want to make sure that it's really not lust. So we talked about the two different types of love. The one that is a little bit more lusty, which is called passionate love. And passionate love does come from attraction, an emotional connection. It's also sexual. Versus what's called companionate love, which, unlike passionate love, it has deeper connection in terms of feeling affection, intimacy, and commitment to another person. It develops a little bit slower, so it says, can be found in friendships and long-term relationship or romantic partners. It also involves brain chemicals like oxytocin. That's different from the passionate love. Passionate love involves hormones and the idea of horny, and it comes more from just that initial attraction and infatuation. That probably is the best clear distinction, that passionate love has infatuation attached to it, while companionate love does not. Companionate love also develops a little bit slower. So talking about how love is crazy, and it's really not crazy, it's just confusing. Once you are in love, you're not confused anymore. Getting there can be a slippery slope because your heart is open, you go on great dates, drink, you meet people online. There's so much going on in the world. You gotta pay attention to how you feel. You gotta pay attention to how you feel around people and really deciphering the difference in those butterflies. You know, are those butterflies infatuation or are they love? So we're gonna end today's show and welcome you to the next show, which is going to be every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern, right here on sandboxradio.com. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope that this Valentine's Day and this Black History Month gives you the opportunity to do a little bit of self-reflection, reflect on not just your love life, but also just do some introspection into yourself. Start to become an observer of your thoughts and start to pay attention to what makes you feel the way that you feel. If you decide to do that, it's likely that you'll gain practice and can do it more often and just start to understand and know yourself better. Life is also a journey of just understanding yourself and not getting caught going down that slippery slope of finding love and or just finding yourself. So come back. I can't wait to see you next week. Join me at ebonylionmusic.net, where you can read more on this blog post. You can also get the playlist of today's music right here at ebonylionmusic.net. Download the Spotify playlist of all today's songs. And of course, there's more. That slope does get a little bit slippery, and I tell the full story on the playlist. So definitely go to ebonylionmusic.net and check it out. And I'll see you next week right here on sandboxradio.com. We're going to end with He Had Crazy Love and Now She's in Love with Toni Braxton, You Mean the World to Me.
Give me one good reason why I should. take some work.